This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. It is Thursday and Food for Thought is back on the air. Last week was the Girls and Boys Club auction. So here we are. And it's a little, I guess it's the season. It's very cold outside.
It is. I did not dress appropriately, I tell you.
Uh-oh.
I just wore a sweater and then had to park so far away that I was running. I didn't wear gloves or anything, and it is glove weather for sure.
Keeping that in mind for tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be worse.
Worse, I know.
That's what they're saying. So, yeah. So, welcome to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. And let me see. We have a packed show. I'm really anxious to meet our guest today. We will be at the top of the hour. We will be joined with Shannon from Better Than Average LLC. You can check them out at betterthanaveragellc.com. She was featured on the Food Network with her jellies. And
wow.
Yeah, very interesting. And she has this one particular item that she makes, jellies, jams, barbecue sauce. And I'm extremely intrigued for that. So stay tuned and listen in to hear what that ingredient is, which I think is really, really cool. And then towards the end of the show, we'll be joined with Beth from Talk It Up Teas. We've been trying to get her on for a while.
I've heard about them for a while.
I'm really excited for that. So I moved.
I know. It's a big deal. It's like, and you would have thought by looking at your pictures that you had just lived there forever. I still don't look that moved in. I've been in my house for 17 years.
I do things pretty quickly. Yes, my husband calls me the whirlwind. I apologize ahead of time. Like early last week, I apologized. I said, okay, let's talk about this. I just want to apologize now for how I'm going to be next weekend. I literally
At least you know this about yourself.
I do. And you know, he was okay with it. He was a trooper, let me tell you. But no, I closed on the home Friday morning at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. The movers were already at our old address, loading the truck, and I left there, went to the new house, and started, you know, receiving the truck on that end, and here we are.
So and you said, I think you're completely done by Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Sunday.
Like pictures on the wall,
pictures on the wall,
everything.
Yes.
That is unheard of.
I was exhausted, and I looked very exhausted.
I think that has got to be, like, the fastest in history that anybody has,
I always do that. Anyway,
that's crazy.
But we love it. We're in New Boston now, and
way out there. No, just kidding.
My mother thinks it's California. It's the morning that we woke up Saturday morning. We sat up in bed, and I just sat there and I went, "Oh my gosh!" I go, "Look at the view," because we have this huge.
She never even
window.
Realized it, really.
No,
wow,
it was very cool. You can, yeah. I mean, I it was really cool. Very cool.
That's neat. So, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And get ready to start shoveling and snow plowing and all
we
that fun stuff.
We already had the snow plow guy, and he's already been there. Yeah. He did the first little storm. I met my neighbor. At the closing, the old owners were very nice to give me a lot of scoop of all the neighbors and said, you know, the Nelsons right next door here, they're the plow guy. And we wanted to keep the guy that has always been doing it. He knows what to do because our driveway is pretty big. It's like a big circle and then out to the street, you know. And I called him right away, and he was there on Monday morning. And so we're all plowed out. It's all good. So, yeah.
Just like it always
I went
been
by
there.
Your house this morning on my way to work.
Yeah, you have to do that now.
There's Tracy's house. But it wasn't bad. It was 10.9 miles, and it took me 19 minutes.
Oh, that's not, yeah.
That's not bad
that's
at all.
That's not bad at all.
No, I didn't think so. No. So anyway, there we go. So are you all ready for Christmas?
Oh, that's funny.
Really?
we've had an interesting year. I always put my tree up on Black Friday. And my tree is still not up. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I had a funeral on Black Friday and it's just and then everything that's just kind of, you know, when you have a day planned out and the way things typically go, and then they don't, and then you just kind of can't find the time. So yeah, my kids are wondering if Christmas is happening this year. I promise it is. So no, we're a little behind. I want to just go get like a little Charlie Brown tree now.
That's fine.
And just, you know,
as long as the kids are fine with that.
Yeah, I think as long as there's a tree, but we just have to make it happen.
There you go.
Maybe a little bit each night.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be able to do it this weekend finally. So no, not ready. You? I bet you've been ready.
Nope. I usually always am. But you know what? This year, Daryl and I, we usually go away for Christmas. Mm-hmm. We did not this year only because we moved. We bought a house and we moved. So we're not going away for Christmas this year. So usually we're not around. And
so you have to be done like way early.
Yes, yeah. Because we do our Christmas with, you know, the kids, but we're doing it with the kids next Friday, the 23rd. And, you know, they're getting older. Well, my grandkids aren't older, but, you know, my son is, he's 22. My daughter's, what, 35, you know? So, I mean, we don't, I told them, I usually like do a lot with the grandkids, mm-hmm. but you know what? Somebody said, actually, it was Daryl's cousin the other day. She said, you know, she says, I just wish that Christmas was like Thanksgiving. You know, you all get together.
Yeah.
You know, you're just together as a family and have a nice meal and just, you know, mingle and have fun together.
Yeah.
Don't need the presents. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I can go out and get what I want when I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, even the kid, you know, and I told my daughter and my daughter-in-law, I'm like, tell the kids not to expect a million things from me. Plus, they're getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
And you're not quite sure what to get them. So I'm doing the gift card route, which I always do with Tyler anyway.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's pretty easy.
My oldest just turned 15 last week. And he said, so is there any way I could just get cash for Christmas?
See?
But the funny part is, I said, sure, let's just do that. No problem. I said, how much you want? He said, $50. I said, done.
Yeah, right. Done is right.
I'm like, wow, you're easy, kid. Who would have known? I should have cut back way long ago.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Now, you were talking about doing something fun, special for the kiddos in your family.
We did it.
You did it?
Which is why tell I
me.
Had to
okay.
have it done.
So you got to tell
you
us.
You know what? Actually, we are going to talk about the elf visit.
Okay.
It was an elf visit, but we are going to talk to Donna first.
Okay.
And we'll you're going to have to stay tuned to find out about the elf. And I'll tell you, it was so fun.
I can't wait to hear.
Let's welcome on Donna from Dunn. And I believe Donna is leaving like in 2 days. Welcome, Donna.
Hey, girls. Are y'all moved away from the mic? Because he's going to get
we did.
Up in here.
Okay, Donna, if you could just see our faces right now. I lifted my headphones off my ears and braced
that's
myself.
Right, and then, that's right. Because I'm going to blow then, this mother up.
No, hey. But then it was... Then it was silent.
I know.
It was silent.
Like, it was silent. We're like, wait, where'd she go?
Mm-hmm. Donna's ready for tank top and flip flop. How
not
y'all
fair.
Doing?
Lucky.
Cold.
Lucky.
Ready for gloves.
You ready for gloves?
It's
I know. Crazy. I heard it's colder than a witch's tit up there in a brass bra. Is that true?
We can't talk right now. We're in shock.
You might have just gotten bleeped.
No. It ain't bad, is it? Huh? Hoo ha. Ta-ta, okay, call it in a witch's ta-ta and a brass bra. All right,
go.
Don't be bleeping me, J-Dog, in there, whoever. So how y'all been?
We're good. We're very good.
Y'all got on Uggs?
What?
Do you have on Uggs?
No, I don't wear Uggs.
I don't wear Uggs either.
Oh, I thought I was the only person in the world. No, I don't wear Uggs.
I don't wear Uggs either
because, first and foremost, if I can't put on socks with shoes, that ain't right because I do not want to have my feet smell like corn chips. That's
why
not
can't you wait, I want to know why you can't wear socks with with Uggs.
They don't. They put their feet in it. You didn't know that?
No.
No,
yeah,
I'm
they don't
socks.
Wear no socks.
How come?
I don't know. You got to ask them tracksman people, but I got to have on some socks.
Oh.
That's
I've not
seen people
I'm
wear socks. I think people wear, somewhere people wear socks with Uggs. I've seen
ask
that.
The majority. They don't wear socks with them Uggs.
Because they're so warm, probably.
Probably because it's too hot. Yeah. Yeah,
but then your funky feet, your feet smell like vinegar and corn chips. Ew. Mm-mm, I need some socks. Anyway, y'all ready?
We are ready.
I know you are because, look at y'all. Y'all missed me last week, didn't you?
We did.
All right, here we go. This holiday season has put me in the mood for some finger food. I like to be eating with my hands while I'm decking the halls. I have an appetite for appetizers from pigs in a blanket to something a little fancier like escargot. All I want for Christmas is for your days to be merry and bright. You don't have to give me no presents either. I'm with y'all. Let it be merry and bright. Your attitude, and let your attitude be right, your attitude and your hors d'oeuvres should not get on your guests' nerves. For this is the most wonderful time of the year to serve up some banging appetizers. And the recipe of the week, make those peppers pop while doing a jingle bell rock. Here's what you'll need to have your guests eating crab underneath the mistletoe while getting all hot and bothered over your jalapenos. You'll need 2 cups of crab meat. You're going to place in a bowl and make sure you don't have any shells in that meat. You'll need 1/4 cup of Miracle Whip, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese, 1 cup of grated Asiago cheese, 2 teaspoons of Old Bay seasoning, 1/2 cup of beer, 15 strips of bacon, which you're going to cut in half, 5 jalapeno peppers, which you're going to cut in half as well, and seed wooden toothpicks. Now, in a blender, you're going to place your Miracle Whip, cream cheese, beer. Did I tell you 1/4? I said 1/2 cup of beer as well, didn't I? Okay. A beer, Old Bay seasoning. You're going to whip that together, and then you're going to place that in a bowl. You're going to mix your mozzarella and your Asiago. Now, you're going to fold in your crab. Next, you're going to fill your peppers with that crab filling. You're going to wrap them with the bacon, secure with the toothpick, and place in the oven for about 375 degrees for about 15 minutes until your bacon is done and your cheese is melted. Now, that's how you make peppers pop while doing the jingle bell rock.
I love that.
Don't you?
You know, yes. And you know, with me, when I cook those, because, you know, there's like a few variations of that recipe, you know, that, that always kind of floats around.
Beer?
I do not use beer. I just wrote this all down, too. So I'm anxious. I'm having the kids over again next Friday, and I think I'm going to make that.
But you should. Make your peppers pop.
My pet peeve with the peppers, sometimes when people make it to me, they don't cook them long enough. And, you know, when you bite into the jalapeno, it's like a little al dente, which I don't like jalapeno peppers like that. So I would sometimes I'll cook them ahead of time.
Boil your peppers first then.
There you go. Right.
Boil them. Go ahead and boil them a little bit. And then they won't be that crunchy. But I like mine fresh because I'm a little fresh. Y'all know because, you know.
Yes.
I don't want mine limp. I don't want nothing limp. Oh, like, okay, no, not even my jingle bells. Okay, we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, we're not.
No jingle bells and no chestnuts. I can't have those.
Okay, so when are you leaving, Donna?
I leave on Saturday. Are you coming to see me?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You might as well just go on, hop aboard, and just go on, because I know you're freezing your cookies off up there.
Believe me, I am so jealous. Oh,
you might
so
as well. I'm going to get me a suntan. I'm going to be browner than what I've ever been. These brown biscuits are going to get a little browner. You know, and I'm going to be a ho, 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 jingle bell and all that. You know, so now I'm going to sing y'all my song, because I got a song for you and Tracy today, because, you know, this is my gift to y'all, because, you know, you got to have a gift, you know. Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Joy to the world. Fried chicken has come. Let Carol and Tracy receive their king. Let every apron prepare for the spoon. Let life be for living and food for giving. Let life be for living and food for giving. Now I got to go spread me some holiday cheer and make me some peppers pop. Y'all have a fabulous Thanksgiving. I mean, not Thanksgiving, Christmas. Don't let nobody get on y'all's nerves. And if they don't like what they get, too bad, so sad. Be a Scrooge and don't give them nothing, because Donna's taking all her money to Aruba. Talk to y'all later.
Merry Christmas.
I love her song.
She's awesome.
That was awesome.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. Also, before we go on break, I just want to remind everybody, you still have plenty of time. Today is our event here at the Beacon Building, our Kids Tower of Toys. You know, it's my brother's building, and he does such a great job here. The atrium tonight from 5 until 8 is going to all be open. This is a free event tonight. It would be really nice if you could bring a unwrapped toy to add to the tower. Our tower is getting big and big, and you can see it visually right here. It's actually right above Tracy's and mine studio here. But from 5 to 8, you can come on down. We have a 3-piece band playing. We have some beer and wine that's going to be available, as well as Pam over at Midtown Cafe's serving a really nice appetizer bar. There's going to be Swedish meatballs on it, chicken tenders, and a bunch of finger foods, and just, you know, mingling. And, you know, tis the season. you know, if you're still able to go on and get an unwrapped toy and bring it, that would be great. 814 Elm Street tonight. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. It is Thursday, and we just had our weekly recipe from Donna from Delaware, and I think I'm going to try that stuffed jalapenos. Yum. Love those. Yeah,
she lost me at jalapenos.
You know what, though?
I have had poppers, though, because the cream cheese does make them. Sometimes I've had them where I can't eat them, and sometimes I've had them where they're really good.
Do them with poblanos instead.
Oh, those aren't as bad.
Do them with poblanos. Yeah, definitely a lot milder than jalapenos, okay, for sure. But, okay, I'm going to talk about the elf visit that we had at the house.
Yes, I can't wait.
Which was why I had to have the house all done before they got there. So Sunday, my kids came over, my grandkids, and oh, my God, it was so cool. Even my daughter or daughter-in-law didn't know anything about it either. So it was pretty cool. The doorbell rings, you know, they told me they were, you know, coming into the driveway, you know, so I knew.
And just,
my mic just
fell. Just to let everybody know where the elves came from.
Yes, it's a party palace. Greta Cody is the owner, and she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And when I heard that she does elf visits, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to have the elves visit, you know, the grandkids. So, and you can check them out. They're on Facebook. She has a website, great website. She does all kinds of parties, you know, superhero, princess, tea parties, you name it, she does it. And this elf visit, it was, this is so funny. So the doorbell rings, and I say to Rory, I go, Rory, go, you know, can you answer the door for Nana? She answers the door. You should have seen her face when the door opened.
Now, how old is she?
Rory's eight.
Eight. Okay. I was going to say eight.
Oh, my gosh. She's just kind of looking. I'm like, are you going to let them in? Like, let them in. So she lets them in, and they were so cool. They're like, hi, we were sent by Santa, and, you know, we're visiting the top 10% kids around the world, and we're, you know, today's the day that we make all our visits. And
The top 10%. Wow.
Rory kind of just sat there looking and just like, what the heck? Is this, like, for real? Alex, my older granddaughter, she's older.
Did she know what was happening? Did you tell her?
No, I didn't. She played right along. It was so awesome. I mean, and the whole time Rory was just kind of like, just like in awe kind of, you know?
Yeah.
And they were there for a good 45 minutes.
Wow.
She had said the visit's 30 minutes, but they were there for at least 45 minutes. They played a game with them, and they had their little notepad, you know, and as they would write the little jingles, jingle, 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 you know, and then they were dressed to the hilt. I mean, they were.
Oh, my gosh. You must have taken a ton of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Are they on Facebook? Because I didn't see
them. They
should be. I'll go look.
They should be. Just really awesome. And when they talked about a bunch of things, and then they looked at each one and called them by their name. Well, when she said, and Rory, Rory's like,
how do you know my name?
And then I go, oh my goodness, how did you know her name? And the elf says, what do you mean? We're like the elves from the North Pole. We know all the kids' names, you know? And so it was really cool. So they played games with them, and, you know, so anyway, so they're gone. This is the best part, I thought, of the whole night. Rory says to me, she says, Nana, she goes, how old do you think they are? Now, my son was there, 22. And, of course, they were cute, you know, probably around his age. And Tyler makes a comment, says, I think they're probably about my age. Like, you know, I don't know, 21, 22 or something. And Rory says, oh, no, they're not. Absolutely not. I'm like, well, what do you mean? How old are they?
Right.
She says, Nana, to become an elf at the North Pole, you have to be at least 100 years old. And you stop aging. I go, I'm looking at her. I'm like, are you sick? I go, Nana never knew that. So she says, my guess is they're probably around 118 years old.
Oh,
it was so funny.
I love that.
And she says, they stop aging. Like, she says, Nana, she says, in 10 years from now, they're still going to look like that. Like, it was pretty cool.
Oh my, and I found it on your Facebook page. They are adorable.
They are. They were very cute.
How cute are they?
They played it to the hilt. It was awesome. So they had a really good time. Again, a party palace.
Yeah.
You can.
So unique. What a unique thing
unique.
To do.
I thought that was awesome.
And I should do it for my teenage boys.
You'd probably
shoot
die.
Me.
funny.
Carson would totally play along. Kobe, not so much.
That's funny. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Okay. Ask me what the food is today.
Okay. What is the food of the day today?
I got kind of excited because when our other guest wasn't coming.
Yes.
I read up what the food holiday was, and it's National Lemon Cupcake Day. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I am going to go over to Queen City Cupcakes and I'm going to go get Tracy and I a lemon cupcake. So
you did? Oh my gosh. I was going to say, well, where are they? Oh my gosh. You actually reached out and just grabbed.
I walk in and I just scanned, you know, and Chelsea's saying hi and her sister's saying hi. And I wasn't even looking at them. I was just scanned all the cupcakes. They didn't have lemon. I go, do you know that it's National Lemon Cupcake Day today? And she says, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, I came in to get a lemon cupcake. So I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to get another kind.
Okay.
So,
what do we have?
Have you been? I mean, I hope
my personal, my new personal trainer is not listening because I just started something this week.
Oh, but good for you.
But I'm being naughty. So whip them out. Okay. What is it?
Well, I mean, I don't eat cupcakes too often, but.
Me either.
Cannoli cupcake. Isn't that crazy?
Yum.
I got a cannoli cupcake and a jelly cupcake, like a jelly donut cupcake. That's the name of them. Look how beautiful they are.
Their cupcakes are always gorgeous.
I know. And you know, have you, so here, you can start eating that if you'd like. And have you been into Papa Color yet?
Yes. I bought a gift in there for a friend recently. Yes, it's very neat.
So, you know, where we're broadcasting right now, we're in the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in Manchester. And so Queen City Cupcakes is like two doors to the right of us, and then one door to the left of us, actually in the Beacon Building right here, is Papa Color, which is owned by Queen City Cupcakes. They have, if you're looking for like just that cute, like hostess gift, even for you for your home, I have a lot of their stuff in my house. It's amazing the stuff that they have in
there. Yeah, they have, you know, anything from decorations to little pillows to plants to lotions to some, like, I think they have like some foods and jellies.
Jams and jellies and
candles,
stuff like that. Yep.
Just a lot of
funky.
Mostly, I don't know if everything is, but I think a lot of it's home, handmade or
and
local.
Her mom is the seamstress.
Yeah, but some of the other things are brought in from other local places too, which is really nice. Yeah, it's a really beautiful store. I love just their whole theme and colors and decorations. It makes you happy to be in there.
Yes, it's it's really, really cute. So if you are still, you know, still, of course, Christmas is still over a week away, so you need some Christmas gifts, get on over to Papa Color. And also, I noticed when I was in Queen City Cupcakes, they were saying for Christmas orders for cupcakes, need to be placed, I think it said by the 21st.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it said by the 21st, but you can check them out. Queen City Cupcakes right on Elm Street.
And how easy is that just to order some cupcakes?
Great.
And just like done.
Pick them up and boom, there you go.
Absolutely.
And everybody likes cupcakes. And you can get different kinds and, you know, all that stuff. So,
well, I have a quick tip for baking and talking about baking and all of that stuff. So, you know, when you're making anything that has to do with, like, you have an ingredient that's sticky, like peanut butter or stuff that sticks to the measuring cup. Quick little tip. If you fill it with hot water, fill the measuring cup with hot water first, dump the water out, but don't dry it. Then put your ingredient out. They will come out much easier. So
that
quick little
is
tip
cool.
there for baking.
Because, you know, whenever you have to measure stuff like that, I hate it.
Pampered Chef even makes one of those tools that you just, like, have to pop it out because people hate it so much. But then that's a pain to clean. So hot water, dump
in
it out,
measuring cup.
And then put the stuff in. It'll come right out.
I love that. All right. We are already at the top of the hour. You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We will be right back.